Rush, an album of sound checks. Would it work? Would fans want it? Keep listening to this episode of Before, Behind, and Between to find out.
Now.
You know the great thing about concert DVDs? It's the bonus material. On more than a few Rush DVDs, that material included snippets from sound checks, from a few shows, and other related warm-up material. What if they, whomever, assembled a bunch of sound checks and warm-up material and put together a set list for a new album composed of only the sound checks and the warm-ups? I'd buy it. Hey, one of the greatest parts of a Rush concert for me was arriving at the venue early to listen to some of the warm-up material and the sound checks. I remember arriving early in 1981 at Maple Leaf Gardens in Toronto for the Moving Pictures tour. I was in high school with a few friends. We were meeting near the rear entrance of the arena. And then we heard it. Rush, live, playing the Spirit of Radio. But not a version we had ever heard. Only some vocals. Adjustments on certain mic feeds. And you know, that memory stayed with me as much and as profoundly as any part of the actual concert. It was raw. It was loud. Even more so than usual because the arena was vacant of the thousands of fans who would otherwise absorb the sound. It was cool. Many years later, I was the project manager who put together the disability section at 2003's Molson Canadian Rocks for Toronto, otherwise known as SARSFest. Rush, AC/DC, and the Rolling Stones were the top three acts in the lineup. I was on site the evening before the show for some last-minute details and had the privilege of hearing three songs played for Rush's soundcheck, one being Dreamline. It was really cool, and I consider that experience almost as a mini-concert in and of itself, which bears the question, why not assemble a record playlist with checklist material? True, only diehard fans and completists will likely buy it. But if it's there, why not share? Such material has been considered worthy enough to include as bonus material in DVD concert packages, so why not put it together as an album? Visit stephenchristiansen.ca for more episodes. This podcast is available on all major platforms and podcast streaming apps, including Anchor, Spotify, Amazon Music, TuneIn, and Apple Podcasts. Be sure to also check out Part 2, Episode 85 of this doubleheader of Before, Behind, and Between. I'm Stephen Christiansen. Thanks for listening.
A production of Stephen Christiansen. Podcast complete.